Study, Read, Review, Pray, Repeat by Mario Diaz Alonso. Without a scholarship, I couldn't afford college. By Mario Diaz Alonso. In Chile, in order to go to college, you have to take a university placement test. I wanted to study engineering at a university that was far from where I lived. It would be very expensive, so my goal was to get the highest score possible on the placement test so I could earn a scholarship for outstanding exam scores. I knew where and what I wanted to study, and I knew what I would have to do to make it happen. I started preparing for the test. I studied, read, and reviewed the material, but on the practice tests, I still wasn't getting the score I needed. I turned to my Heavenly Father in prayer and asked Him for greater intelligence and to enlighten my understanding so I could reach my goal. I prayed for this daily for an entire year. I went to special preparation classes at my school, and I enrolled in classes at an institution that was geared toward preparing for the exam. I kept up my daily scripture study, and I never missed a day of seminary. I fulfilled all my Aaronic priesthood assignments and never studied on Sundays, no matter how desperate the situation was. I knew Sunday is the Lord's Day, and I wanted to respect it in the way my parents had taught me. I knew I couldn't afford to deprive myself of the blessings Heavenly Father had for me, especially when I most needed them. Despite all this, I still wasn't getting the score I needed on my practice tests. My family and I prayed and fasted, and my dad gave me a blessing. With this spiritual preparation and my other preparation, I took the test. Not only did I end up with the score I needed, but I exceeded my goal, scoring one of the highest percentages possible in the math section. I received the scholarships and benefits I needed, and I was able to study at the university I chose. From the time I was young, I learned that if I did everything I could and took care of my spiritual responsibilities first, then Heavenly Father would bless me. Things might not always work out the way we expect them to, but God will take care of us. I know it's only with His help that all things are possible. The author lives in Cautín Province, Chile. Sidebars: helping you succeed in your education. The Church provides several resources to help you in your training or education after high school. The Perpetual Education Fund is available in some countries to help pay for vocational training. You can talk to your bishop or branch president about it, or visit pef.churchofjesuschrist.org. BYU Pathway Worldwide provides affordable online higher education. Students begin with Pathway Connect, a one-year online program that helps people start or return to university studies. After completing Pathway Connect, students can then earn a job-ready certificate in less than a year and then continue on to earn a degree, all at the same low tuition rate, no charge for returned missionaries. Visit byupathway.churchofjesuschrist.org. Learning English can often improve your chances of finding a better job. English Connect is an English language learning program provided by the Church to help individuals increase spiritual and temporal self-reliance in a gospel-centered environment. Visit englishconnect.churchofjesuschrist.org. The Church's self-reliance course for education is called Education for Better Work. It is a 12-week course held in your stake or district. Find the manual in the Gospel Library under Self-Reliance or at churchofjesuschrist.org/study/self-reliance. All returning missionaries are automatically eligible to enroll. Education Will Help You Serve by President Russell M. Nelson. My counsel is to continue your education wherever you are, whatever your interest and opportunity may be. Determine how you can best serve your family and society, and prepare well. President Russell M. Nelson, Education, a Religious Responsibility. End of the article. Study, Read, Review, Pray, Repeat. By Mario Diaz Alonso. Read by Wes Nelson.